Hi friends, this is Archangel. Draw in close and listen with the zealous hunger of a starving animal. Men's rights, MGTOW, male empowerment, any male movement addressing inequity or seeking redress to it, these are not isolated fringe cults of angry outcasts. You, a Y chromosome bearer, you have a dog in this fight. What they are doing has personal bearing on you. Let me be crystal clear. The mass devaluation of your sex affects you. Anything that is scourge upon the male sex absolutely, unequivocally affects you, or has the potential to inflict adversity upon you at the least opportune time. Yes, you need to care about male disposability and male movements. And so appropriately then, males would be wise to adopt the wisdom of a passage from an old book, which states, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." This has nothing to do with religion. Personal theology is irrelevant here. 'Tis the message that is applicable to modern Homo sapien males. Meaning, what we trespass your fellow males with, we may, at any moment, trespass you with, since you are male, and society, nature, everyone depreciates you in juxtaposition to the exalted value bestowed upon the other half of the human specimen, females. Huh. Well, if males are abused, then where is the uprising? Where is the reckoning? Where is the justice revolution? You see, the mass revolution has not begun, and this is largely twofold. First, males are unaware of the true nature of reality, gynocentrism. And second, of those who do comprehend reality, they are either scared into conformity, or they are simply concerned with self. In other words, guys are either ignorant to gynocentrism, or they simply do not care. This is why male revolution remains conceptualizations, still on the drawing board. However, in an increasingly hostile, toxic environment for males, it is becoming harder to ignore reality. So, males are becoming apathetic about the male plight, or gynocentrism, as they subject themselves to female rule, simply to get the validational comforts they personally crave. And this male apathy manifests as a disjointed, rationalizing male populace, who cannot see fit to band together. Males are quite selfish, it turns out. I was having a conversation with a guy the other day, and he was going on about how the vilification of males disadvantages all, and I absolutely joined in the chorus. Then another guy chimed in with inequities such as female-only workout areas within larger franchise gyms. And suddenly, this guy was nonchalant, like that wasn't sexist. So we debated a bit, and eventually he simply said, "That doesn't really affect me, so I don't care." Haha. So I retorted, rather animated, "Oh, well, as long as you have your needs met, who cares about the inequity or suffering of the rest of your brothers?" Yes. Well, you better take notice. That which affects the parts affects the whole. I cannot begin to recall the numerous times I have heard this from males who think gynocentrism is some out there, big city, social issue which doesn't affect me. Or they may bellyache about one injustice and marginalize or justify another. Divorce inequity is unfair, but ladies' night at bars is cool. Look around at your fellow males. It is a chaotic circus with no cohesion in sight. So many males are oblivious to the rabbit hole, while others pick and choose red pill truths from the matrix buffet, simultaneously dismissing the other male devaluation dishes they surmise has no effect on them. Meanwhile, the rest of the world propagandizes any male at the matrix buffet as old, ugly, poor, awkward males that cannot get female attention, so they indulge in hate mongering. Seriously, guys, you think male devaluation does not affect you? You think the complaining of anonymous online dudes over mistreatment has no effect on you? Okay, activity time. Go out and get married, and then divorced, and see what happens. Have kids, and see what rights you have to them. Get arrested for any crime, and observe the sentencing discrepancy between yourself and female accomplices. No joke. You think all this male empowerment stuff does not affect you? Try applying for a government job or a grant or school appointment against a female. See what happens. You think the inequity of having female-only workout rooms or ladies' night at the bar or car wash has no ill effect on you? Well, when these entitled toddler children slight you because they have an enabling atmosphere of coddling and entitlement, then tell me it does not affect you. Everything we demean males with, every pleasantry we shower females with, all this affects males. Just because some males have been fortunate thus far, like a lucky pinball who has largely avoided the bumpers or arms, this is simply fortuitous. Yet, truth is, you step one way or the other, and you will be zapped by the meat grinder, like playing that old school game Operation and touching the metal side while trying to extract the funny bone. So you do what you're told by the females in your life and service the gynocentric government and culture, and you seemingly have little tumult. But believe me, when you step out of line, you will find out very quickly how this stuff doesn't affect you. So this fellow thinks objectification of males has ill effects on general males, yet a female-only weight room is benign, non-sexist against males. Well, allowing female-only items without a male equivalent is inequitable and sets up social precedent for female exclusivity, where we initiate the acceptance of privileges males are not allowed. However, inequity is inequity, and once we can level inequity towards males in one area, the dominoes start to fall. It becomes easier to exact injustice against males in other areas. But hey, don't take my word for it. Go out and try establishing a male-only, female-ineligible association, and watch as some entitled female throws down a lawsuit to allow females in. Look at the fate of the Boy Scouts. Females already have the Girl Scouts, but that was not good enough. They need to infiltrate anything male-exclusive, as it is sexist. Yet a man suing over female-only weight rooms? No. Why? Because the legal system is female-favoring. It would be a fruitless exercise, in the midst of which you would receive ubiquitous mockery for suing a gym for female-only workout areas, or a male laying down a lawsuit over his unjust circumcision. The legal system needs total rendering and overhaul before just legal remedy can be enjoyed by males. Perhaps male apathy is an issue of character growth. So many males cannot see past their own 3 inches, still caught up in the emotional need and personal hedonistic drives. So they do not care about idealism or the plight of others. Hey, it's dog eat dog. They have to look out for number one, right? Whereas those who have taken the reins from their basal drives, those who operate and interact with the world from a higher place than their root chakra, these people finally rise above the chemical emotional cloud line of basal desire operation, and they can see injustice with lucidity. And, having control of their faculties, they can behold greater purposes. Yet the emotional needy male is akin to a juvenile teen who can't see past self, and so they do not care. Yes, there is much to be said for protection of self, certainly. And one problem with male devaluation is that males are forced to forgo self-interest in favor of female enriching utility providership. So males showing self-interest is what male empowerment preaches. The difference is that the blue pill male's concern of self is to chase ejaculation and validation through female servitude and gynocentric support. The self-interest of male empowerment, on the other hand, is to heal. One self-interest proliferates injustice, the other detracts from it. The point is, males are foolish to think that the devaluation of other males and the collective as an aggregate does not affect them. You think it's other males that are vilified and portrayed as rapists, murderers, and plunderers. It's other males who are represented as burping, farting, unibrow knuckle-draggers. It's other males who are disadvantaged being portrayed as human wallets, handymen, bill payers, cannon fodder in armed conflict, ATM machines, mechanics, butlers, court jesters. It's other males who are expected to open doors, pay bills, kiss hands, take slaps, give up their bus seats, and generally service the whims of equal beings simply and only because of their sex. It's other males who are impacted by the greater devaluing of male life as worth less than females, right? Really? Are you kidding me? The blanket vilification of the male sex affects all. If mass vilification of males as pedophiles does not affect you, try going and sitting in a park, any park, and watching children play as a single male. Try booking a Disney cruise as a single male. If you think the mass blanketing of males as criminals does not affect you, try walking around females at night. Watch the fear as they look at you accusingly, pull their purses closer to them, and quicken their stride away from you. If online male speech censorship does not affect you, try talking about male empowerment on social media, expecting to be monetized like every other producer. Go ahead, try pretending that you have freedom in the face of unfair inequity against males. Try getting into the military or government or higher echelons of corporate America with long hair. I mean, girls can do it, right? And guys have all the rights and social allowances females have, yes? You think when the ship is sinking, you will be allowed onto the life raft when there are women and children behind you? You think inequity against other males does not affect you? See what happens if you were to return a slap a female had given you. Please, go around and see what sort of financial and community support you get from male issues. You think our representation of males as violent beasts and females as sweet beauties has nothing to do with our feminine exaltation and our demonization of masculine? Why are boys physically corrected even in public, whereas girls are not? You think people's vilification of males is made-up fantasy? See what happens when someone accuses you of anything, and people's automatic reaction is that the male is guilty of the accusation, whereas we assume female innocence in the face of unsightly accusation. You seriously think that all's fair, and you are not hindered by our concept of males manifest through our censure of their rights? See what reproductive rights you have if your wife or girlfriend is pregnant and does not want the child. You think our mass mockery of males has no effect on you? Observe how often you, your genitalia, and your proclivities are mocked in public, in the media, in the workplace, in the home, even behind closed doors, with your different special unicorn, who, when she's around the girls, gratuitously stereotypes you and your bodily odor, or ejaculation, or lack of direction asking, or your slovenly lifestyle, or your cumbersome behaviors, your unsightly appearance and simpleton interests in beer, sports, and boobs, all of which is explained as, you're a guy. Open your eyes. Observe how you are forever being judged as just a guy, and tell me the besmirchment of males has no purview into your environment, where people mock your sex and expect you to offer courtesies to females because they are female. Pleasantries you do not enact for other males, nor do females reciprocate in kind to males. Demeaning males and devaluing everything male absolutely affects you on every level. In fact, the question is not how does male devaluation affect me, but rather, is there any place that it does not affect males adversely? Dear friends, gather your thoughts and pay attention. The bottom line is this. There is one division in the human species, indeed in most of the animal kingdom, male and female. You, yes, you are judged by the generalizations thrust on to your sex. Females are seen as good, loving, benevolent, and altruistic, and males are widely represented as violent, evil, hygienically challenged, murderers, rapists, plunderers, lying in wait. At the end of the day, you are judged by the consensus representing your sex. In a nutshell, males bad, females good. So guys that think they are exempt, or who hypothesize their other affiliations will save them from male devaluation or depreciation, are gravely mistaken. You can be a Mexican, or an Asian, or African American, perhaps you're Jewish or homosexual, and surmising that support of feminism is a safeguard or banking on your minority status, as a Native American who is a Lakers fan, will insulate you from the vitriol hurled onto the privileged white dudes? Huh, you are sorely mistaken. When your welfare comes up against the interests of a black female, or an Asian female, or a Native American female, or a gay female, well, at the end of the day, you are the guy, and thus, you will be reduced to disposability. I'm not sure how I can state this any clearer. Your minority status, or religion, creed, country of origin, or favorite cookie brand will not exempt you from injustice when compared to any random female. Again, you will be judged as a human male. and so gay Mexicans will be as disposable as black Muslims, who are as discardable as social justice warrior Asians, all of whom will be as expendable as rich, entitled white dudes. Gentlemen, when life presses you up against female interests, males lose no matter the circumstances. You are ultimately judged by your sex. You are judged as a guy. If you walk into a room and see a dead person on the floor and a female standing there with a knife at her feet, then a third party walks in, sees you, a female, and a dead body, who do you think will receive immediate suspicion and or blame? Especially if the female breaks into tears and points fingers your way. So if you think all the injustice against other males does not impinge on you, if you think male mockery or mass degradation has no ill effects on you, that devaluation and propagandized depreciation of males as a class has no bearing on you, if you think you are not affected by how we view, represent, or paint males, well, you are sadly misled. And males usually find this out at the most inconvenient times, such as in divorce proceedings, or when they meet the business end of domestic charges or sexual harassment or assault accusations. Then they see how much the degradation of their sex does not affect them. When their welfare is at odds with a female's welfare or word, when any impropriety happens, anytime you are found in a compromising position or situation with any female, you will be judged as a guy and impugned accordingly. When all truculence and propaganda is boiled away, when we strip the issue to its nuts and bolts, everything that affects the collective male affects you. Because beneath all affiliations or personas, you will be judged not by your social justice warring or your feministing. When the ship is going down, you will be judged as a male and deemed expendable accordingly. Now, yes, the same can be said for females. They have deep personal interest in the perceptions or treatment of the collective feminine. And indeed, this is true. This is why we say unicorns are fiction, because even though a female can point out mistreatment of males or claim different, not like that individuality from the collective, the truth is, females have rights, courtesies, and pleasantries above males, and this affects all females. So, yes, chicks have a dog in this fight as well. It behooves feminine interests to continue their superiority conquest, which will endear them to comfort and ease through life financed on the shoulders of subjugated males. Oh yes, females have an interest in the way the female sex is viewed and treated, for the exaltation trickles down to them. This is why your woman is not different. They may give some lip service to male mistreatment or feminist lunacy, yet the bottom line is that they benefit from gynocentric male devaluing narratives, and therefore it is in their own personal best interest to procure the continuity of their exaltation, even as they decry male mockery and abuse. The superiority of one enriches or has the potential to enrich all. Females have stock in the collective feminine. Sorry, unicorns are largely non-existent. Take away a few female courtesies and pleasantries and see how content your different special angel will remain. We already see this with females' lamentations over chivalry, even as they have been handed social and legal superiority on a silver platter. Again, allow me to be clear. When all is said and done, at the end of the day, when all is boiled down and the sidewalks are rolled up at night, you will be judged by your sex. Period. Point blank. End of story. So the narrative that brands your sex will affect you. So now it becomes, is the branding of your sex positive or negative? How do you like your odds? When push comes to shove, you are a physical representative of your sex. So, to the self-interested males out there, caring about the male plight is caring for self, since you can, are, and will be judged by your sex, and awarded value or discardation accordingly. You must understand this paradigm, for it holds dominion over you, whether you care to acknowledge this or not. So what is our recourse? Revolution. My friends, stand with me, live free.